Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. There is the review after Liverpool went to Goodison Park and drew 2-2 for the final time. Neil, quick question. How many points is 30 points?
30 points is indeed 30 points. You can count them.
A lot of points, that lad, isn't it?
It's a lot of points, and it's worth
a lot of points. It's a lot of smiles, a lot of hugs.
Yeah.
It's a lot of good nights out. A lot of match of the days, Neil. A lot of match of the days is what I
think. It is, and it's also worth just sort of quite continually pointing out that Liverpool have got more points than both of the football teams that Andy Burnham supports. Combined, and I think that reflecting on that, I mean, yesterday was a missed opportunity. If the final whistle, you know, goes 30 seconds earlier, then, you know, we actually find ourselves 4 points clear, 5 points clear of both of the football teams that Andy Burnham supports. And as far as I'm concerned, if Liverpool can end the season clear of both of the football teams that Andy Burnham supports, they will be champions. And that should be the target, is that Liverpool should be looking to surpass both of the football teams that Andy Burnham supports at every opportunity. Andy Burnham said that...
Do they have a monorail, O'Neill, and we don't?
No, they do. Yeah, he said there was no place better he could have been last night. He actually tweeted out at 9:30 than Goodison Park, which I think speaks to the paucity of ambition of Andy Burnham. In general, and maybe people need to reflect on this on a regular basis, that ultimately paradise for Andy Burnham is a draw at the end of what is a poor game of football with two teams that don't particularly play very well. That is Andy Burnham's paradise.
Also damning for Tameside.
Damning for Tameside. No one's sorting the bins out. But it's also why he's the mayor of a city where they sing songs like "One Day a Year Like This Will See Me Right." Because, you know, ultimately they only want one good day, not 365 of the fucking things. But that's just Andy Burnham for you, and you've got to go from there on this review show.
It really is. It is. Sean, not so quick question. What happens, rather, when you prepare for a game with officiating in mind, which Liverpool clearly do from the pre-match content that comes out, but that and the environmental factors do play a part from as early on as, you know, the first whistle in this. And I guess, how do you regain control when you're in that is Liverpool's big question for this one. They cannot do anything about certain decisions. They cannot do anything about yellow cards that might not be yellow cards. They cannot do anything about what Michael Oliver decides to do in the game. They can do things about things like the first goal, and they can control what they can control in the game. But I guess, how much of a big deal should the officiating have been for Liverpool coming into this compared to what we've seen?